is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
He sought everything in the world and said at the end of the day it was all vanity. But see, there's a real world. It's called the kingdom of God. Amen. And guess what? The kingdom of God is here. Let me show you. I said the kingdom of God is here. But you got to see past the cosmetics. You got to see past the delusion. You got to stop chasing that which is illusionary. There are people with more money than you can shake a stick at but can't spend it. Got a big bed but can't sleep in it. Got all kind of food but no appetite to eat. They come to the realization a man's life does not consist in the abundance of things he possesses. Amen. Our life is in Christ. I said our life is in Christ. It's in Him we live. You want life? You want abundant life? You want the Zoe life? It's in Christ. Not outside of Christ, because there's nothing that exists outside of Christ. All things were created by Him and for Him and consist in Him. And so it's in Him we live and move and have our being. Even if somebody doesn't acknowledge God, it was He that gave him breath this morning. It was God that opened his eyes this morning. It's the mercy of God that they're not consumed. Blessed is the man that fears the Lord. Amen. Everything was created by Jesus. Everything belongs to Jesus. Cattle on a thousand hills is His. The earth is the Lord's and the fullness thereof. All souls are mine, says the Lord. Stop thinking it's a fight between the devil and God. I wouldn't pay to see that fight. That wouldn't be a fight. Oh, you remember how I had a grandmother like this too. She'd take us to church on Sundays. And we'd be sitting in the back making noise, and all she'd have to do is take a look. It ain't no fight, all I gotta do is look. The devil said, I will exalt my throne above the stars of God. I will be like the Most High. I. All God did was say a word. Thou shall be cast into hell. Game over. The moment God spoke that, game over. Let me give you a little insight on something I believe. God has suffered the enemy for one reason. To buffet you. Not buffet. Buffet. You know when you shine a car, a boat, you wax it real good, and then you put the buffer on it. The buffer brings out the deep shine. So all the enemy is allowed to do, he's never been given the right to destroy a saint. But he sure will sift you like wheat to get the tares out. I knew that. See, you need to come of age so you can embrace this type of thing and be able to count it all joy when you're going through some stuff. Knowing that, amen, God's on the throne. God's got me on his mind. I'm the apple of God's eye. The devil can't prosper against me. Everything that's working in my life is working in my behalf. What the devil stole, God's going to make him give it back. Hello, somebody. He's going to grant me more. My end is going to be greater than my beginning. Amen. You got to know this. If you recognize the kingdom in you, you know you cannot be defeated. You are of a kingdom that cannot be shaken. The world's going to be shaken. Darkness is going to be shaken. Darkness is going to prevail in the world. But that's cosmetic. We're in a kingdom that cannot be shaken. Amen. The kingdom of God. All this phony stuff. Stop listening to these talking heads. They're just parroting stuff they get paid to say. They don't believe half of what they're saying anyway. They know they're lies. But it's the narrative. We can never allow darkness to determine our narrative. Light determines our narrative. We speak light into the darkness. Darkness cannot comprehend light. It can't fight light. It can't stay where light is. Where light is, darkness is gone. Y'all messing up my message. Well, the message is for the messes. Let's get a perspective on the devil. You have to understand something about him. Where we read he was made perfect in beauty, perfect in wisdom. And so people have this blown out of proportion picture of him. He's a created being. As a matter of fact, when God created man, the word used is Asa. We were created from him. So there's a God particle in you. An eternal part of you. John said it's the light that lighteth every man that comes into the world. The devil and the angels were not created Asa. They were created Bara. They were created out of nothing. Every now and then, let the devil know you ain't nothing. Amen. He's a created being. How could he possibly be fighting God? He got to get past Michael and Gabriel and... Come on. Let's put it in perspective. See, think about it a moment. Sin was killing us. See, the wages of sin is death. Is that right? I can guarantee you, when you were living in sin, if you weren't saved all your life, you were living in sin, you looked a lot older probably than you were. And since you've been saved, you look a lot younger than you are. Tell somebody right now, I don't look nothing like what I've been through. Child, please. God knows. See, the word sozo or the word salvation has to do with preservation. God will preserve you. He'll give you life, and that more abundantly. Abundant life. Amen. But now, because we have been delivered from the power of darkness, the power of sin, we are no longer under the law of sin and death. The devil is. The devil and his angels are still under the law of sin and death. And he's in a realm of darkness. And I don't mean the absence of these lights or moral darkness. Listen to me. What they've been confined to, according to Jude, is a darkness that means there's the absence of God. Can you fathom that? That's where they're relegated. Their domain is darkness. God's not there. See, so let me give you just a little piece of advice here. Keep the word in your mouth. No matter what you're going through, because the enemy can't discern. You could be going through all kind of hell and get out and be beaten down, about ready to go, but you keep the word in your mouth. It's just like you are on top of the mountain, because he can't discern it. All he knows or hears is the word of God coming at him, piercing that darkness. But now, see, because they are still under the law of sin, when you were in sin, sin was beating you down. Right? Stuff going wrong on the inside. mind messed up, relationships all. Amen. But when you got delivered, there was healing, there was restoration, there was reconciliation, there was restoration, there was reformation, there was resurrection. The devil's still under sin. And sin has continued to reduce him. So much so that he's under your feet. I said it the other day, I'll say it again. If he knows anything about you, he should know your shoe size. I'm talking about a true saint. He should know what size shoe you wear. Amen. Why? He's under your feet. Tell somebody, keep him under your feet. How do you do that? By giving him no place. You might say, I'm boasting. Yeah, I'm making my boast in the Lord. Because it's in him we live. It's in him we have our being. It's in him we have the promise of this salvation. Salvation means healing, deliverance, preservation, and soundness. Healing, deliverance. In other words, we've been delivered. Tell somebody right now, I've been delivered. Healing, preservation, deliverance, and soundness. Somebody better stop saying you're going crazy. Child, I'm losing my mind. No, you're not. A child of God has a sound mind. Now, the enemy might have tried to attack your mind with confusion. You got authority over that. I said, you have authority over that. But if you don't exercise authority, sometimes he won't honor your exousia. Sometimes he won't honor your badge. But tell somebody I'm packing too. All y'all that are packing in here, no. Hold it up in the air. So nobody trying nothing funny here, you know. See, when your badge is not honored, you carry a holster. That's just in case the perpetrator want to act up. When you tell him he's under arrest, he try to run or try to fight you. Or don't respect the badge, authority you speak with. Now you can enforce it. That's called dunamis. That's the dynamite. Amen. That's the law enforcer. Amen. When he doesn't respect the badge, amen, enforce it. Kingdom of God has suffered violence, and the violent take it. Tell somebody right now, I ain't asking for nothing. I'm taking back everything that's mine. Amen. You got to get out of that passivity and begin to, amen, start marching like you a soldier of the king. Like there's a kingdom to be established. Like the one in you is greater than the one in the world. You better let that day star rise in your heart. You got to know whose you are, what army you are a part of, and who you are. If you never locate the kingdom of God or yourself in the kingdom of God, if you never locate the kingdom of God in you, you'll never locate yourself in the kingdom of God. This is why many who are saved struggle all the time.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
Worthing Associates Financial and Estate Planning, family owned and operated, serving families like yours for over 25 years. 772-403-5879. We make retirement easy. Securities and advisory services offered through Harbor Financial Services, LLC, member FINRA/SIPC.